One of the world's great jazz saxophone players was born in a country that had once outlawed the saxophone. I'm talking about Igor Butman and the USSR. Growing up, Butman learned jazz from bootleg records and listening to nightly broadcasts of The Voice of America on shortwave radio. He just wrapped up a U.S. tour, and Bridget McCarthy has his story.
When he was a toddler, Igor Butman couldn't keep his hands off his parents' record collection.
They were hiding the records from me because even when I was 2 years old, 3 years old, I was putting records and dancing to it.
This was in the family's flat in Leningrad in the early 1960s. Butman says there was one record he played over and over again.
With one song by Ella Fitzgerald where she sings, "Mug's a Knife."
Just a jackknife.
Recordings like these were prized possessions in the Soviet Union. During the Cold War, the Soviet government tried to stamp out American jazz, branding it degenerate music. Right after World War II, the authorities even confiscated saxophones and shipped jazz musicians off to the Gulag. But they weren't able to suppress the appetite for jazz. It had an almost cult-like following in the Soviet Union.
Because when you live in a country where there's no religion, you have to believe in something. So you believe in music.
In the 1960s and 70s, Soviet officials took a more benign view of jazz and tried to domesticate it, creating officially sanctioned jazz orchestras and big bands. But they were called variety orchestras.
They didn't want to say word jazz because it was American. If you say variety orchestra, it's okay.
Igor Butman fell in love with the saxophone and performed with the Soviet Union's top variety ensembles while still a teenager. He says Soviet bands could imitate the best of American jazz musicians, but Butman wanted to find his own voice. In 1987, Igor Butman got a chance to come to America.
When I came, I had only bag with the two badminton rackets.
He studied contemporary jazz and composition at Berklee College of Music in Boston and started writing his own jazz scores. Igor Butman never thought he'd see the Soviet Union again. But then,
as soon as I left, they're like, bling, no Gorbachev.
The Soviet Union had dissolved in a flash. So he moved back to Russia in 1993.
I didn't love the Communist Party and the way there was a political situation. But I loved the people that I played for. So there's nothing to be ashamed of. You know, it's a great country with a lot of spirit.
These days, Igor Butman has his own orchestra and big band, spreading the gospel of jazz to a new generation of Russians. Igor Butman believes music has the power to change people, even when it's no longer subversive. He sees it in the faces of people at his concerts.
Russian people, especially in Soviet days, they were like scoundrels. Just, you know, never smile, because if you smile, something is wrong. We were always in danger. We were always under the danger of the United States or Cold War. And I said, why is he smiling? So now people, they go out of the concert smiling, very open faces. They're really excited.
For The World, I'm Bridget McCarthy.